Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Daisha Eaton. This week on AK, plant rehab. Devil's Club is probably best known as a plant to avoid at all costs, but several small Southeast Alaska companies have a different take. They're turning the roots, stems, and bark of the plant into rubs and salves to treat sore muscles and diaper rash. Sitka is the center of a growing industry. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Hello, Winter Song. Great, I'll take your order.
Sitka's Ruth McMaster stands behind the counter at the store she runs with her husband, Gary.
So what kind of salve did you want? One of the Devil's Club and one of the herbal salve? Oh, that's great.
Winter Song makes a variety of products, but its Devil's Club salve and soap are among the most popular.
Can I give you a free sample?
Has the Devil's Club products business expanded?
Oh, yeah. It really has.
And why do you think that is?
Because it works.
Devil's Club is a common shrub in the wet, cold forests of Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. Its bright red berries, tall stalks, and large leaves make it easy to spot. But it's best known for its spiky spines, which cause great pain when they scratch or puncture skin. Jean Longstreth runs Back Bay Botanicals with her husband, Dennis.
Out in the woods, deer hunting and such, collecting, harvesting other plants, you always saw that ominous-looking plant, and you didn't want to grab onto it.
The company, run out of the Longstreth's home, makes Devil's Club salves, balms, and bath oil. Back Bay and Winter Song are among more than a half dozen Alaska businesses making Devil's Club products. Those two and a third make Sitka a center of the industry.
I have the Devil Club oil, the lip balm, the ointment, and the menthol ointment.
Pauline Duncan is a Tlingit author and one of the first Native teachers certified in Alaska. She grew up knowing the roots and bark were a traditional remedy. She followed her interests and built her skills through a class led by a fellow Sitka teacher.
From there, I just started researching and started trying to bring back a lot of the old medicinal plants that were used and mix that in with the Devil Club.
Duncan and the others collect from their own property or that of family and friends. Winter Song's Gary McMaster says it's careful work.
I usually collect enough that'll, you know, last us for a good while.
The actual harvesting, is that difficult because it's so prickly and stingy?
Well, wear good gloves, you know, wear good gloves.
Then it has to be processed. Back Bay's Longstreth says she uses the same technique for Devil's Club and other medicinal plants.
We use an organic olive oil base, and we simmer the Devil's Club at a certain temperature for a number of days until we get as much of the medicine out of it as we can.
Each follow their own recipe, mixing in spruce pitch, tea tree oil, red clover, beeswax, or other ingredients. The resulting products are used to treat sore joints and muscles and skin irritations such as diaper rash. But none of those remedies have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, so Duncan and Sitka's other manufacturers are careful about what they say.
I try to get as many of my buyers to give me a little blurb as to how it has helped them or why they're ordering more. So that's basically how I advertise the product.
Those testimonials are used on company websites or brochures. Back Bay Botanicals' Dennis Longstreth enjoys hearing from the customers.
Every so often, there'll be a little envelope in the mail, and there'll be a little tight little, you know, handwritten address. And inside, we'll open up, and there'll be a letter from a little lady somewhere saying that somebody gave her this product, and it did absolute wonders for it.
So why is Sitka a center of Devil's Club products? Winter Song's Ruth McMaster says it's all about attitudes.
There's a lot of independent people here who are seeking out, you know, ways to make money besides working for someone else. There's a lot of entrepreneurs and, you know, crafters and artists, and I think it goes along with the type of people that live here.
A few years ago, some Tlingit leaders were concerned large-scale operations could lead to over-harvesting of the traditional plant. So far, that doesn't appear to have happened. For AK, this is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.